Blackstone Audio presents The Lazarus Curse, a Dr. Thomas Silkstone Mystery by Tessa Harris. This book is read by Simon Vance. To Katie, with thanks. Author's notes and acknowledgements. The story of black people in Britain did not, contrary to popular belief, begin with the docking of the Empire Windrush in 1948. The ship's arrival from Jamaica, bringing 492 passengers to settle in the country, is widely seen as a landmark in the history of modern Britain. Yet almost 200 years earlier, there were an estimated 20,000 black people out of a population of 676,250 living in London alone. Most of these were living as free men and women. Their number was swelled in 1783 by black loyalists, those slaves who, in return for their freedom, had sided with the British in the American Revolutionary War and been given passage to British shores. Unsurprisingly, when I decided that the story of these displaced Africans should form the backdrop of my fourth Dr. Thomas Silkstone mystery, I found research material quite hard to come by. While there were a few prominent black people in 18th-century England, the concert violinist George Bridgetower and Francis Williams, who studied at Cambridge University, for example, there were hundreds more who lived as servants or beggars. One of the most famous manservants of the day was Francis Barber, who was in the employ of none other than Dr. Samuel Johnson, the great lexicographer. The British attitude to those of colour has been far from exemplary. As far back as 1731, the Lord Mayor of London issued an edict forbidding Negroes to learn a trade. Thus, effect